You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Long time, first time means your first time to ever call us. And as soon as we opened it up, we immediately heard from like three or four people that we talk to all the time. On the
show. And then like two kids. So no, you can't be kid.
We're like, wait a minute. No, you got to be 18. And it has to be your first time to ever call.
Yes. And
so we love you for listening all the time. No, seriously, that means the world to us. Thank you. But
come on, we've got some open lines. It's not difficult. Just call us. 303-691-1649. It's Friday. Have some fun with us. Let's talk about your weekend.
Eva was the very first person to get through today. Eva, what the heck are you doing?
Hi, I'm just celebrating my birthday.
Are you?
Get out!
Shut your face. Happy birthday to you.
Wide open, celebrating my 58.
Oh, yay!
Girl. Go ahead.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to lunch and dinner and then probably a few drinks later on.
You're going to get your drink on, huh? Get crazy. What's your go-to
cocktail? I'm too old to get crazy.
Well, what's your go-to cocktail? What are you going to drink?
I like margaritas.
I'm with you.
I like beer.
Yeah.
I like wine.
But you don't drink a lot.
No.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Are you a frozen margarita or just the regular watery kind?
A frozen margarita.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Yes, no. Some of the bomb.
Yeah, I like the swirl one, too, where they mix in the strawberry.
I just barely found out 2 days ago, my early birthday gift, I'm going to be a grandma again.
Oh, really?
My 17, so my new grandbaby is born in February. Nice.
That
but
is
I
nice.
To your radio. I've never called in, though, because I like to listen to it because you guys got some awesome jams going on there. And I was just waking up this morning because my grandson and son texted me, and I heard you on the thing. I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to try to give him a call.
Well, you made it in.
That's perfect.
Amen.
That's exciting. That's exciting for everybody.
I feel like one of us, either me or Jeremy, probably it's Jeremy's turn. I think it's Jeremy's turn to do something that we call the two-word birthday song. Eva, are you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
Happy birthday. Oh, did you hear my voice squeak a little there?
Yeah, sure did.
It's puberty, man. It's a biatch. What did you ask for your birthday? You going to get any gifts?
For a great time and to be with my loved family.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. And
you didn't want like an Amazon gift card or anything?
Shoot, I wished.
Shoot.
Shoot.
Feel like you've been drinking already.
Yeah, she's got all she needs right now.
I'm just excited for this beautiful day to start.
Well, you know what? You kind of made our day. Thank you for letting us be a part of your birthday today, Eva. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You also, you have a blessed day, and God bless you as always.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bless you as well.
We have the sweetest listeners ever. Unless Patrick comes along and ruins the whole thing. Hi, Patrick. What are you doing?
Well, I'm out driving a bus.
I'm driving a bus.
What kind of bus? Is it an RTD? Is it a Greyhound? What are you driving?
No, I drive a chartered bus.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Group charter.
And where are we?
Pick up a group.
Going up the
hill,
huh?
Where are we taking people today, Patrick?
Today, I am running them up to Blackhawk.
I had a hunch.
I had a hunch, yeah. Sometimes we do that. This is the week to do that.
Right on.
Do you sometimes take people to other, like, events and locations? Or are you mostly a gambling in the hills guy?
No, absolutely. We go all the way to Branson, Missouri. We go to South Dakota. We go all over.
Wow, everywhere. Patrick, you're putting on the miles, buddy.
I got a lot of miles on me.
My parents took me to Branson, Missouri as a child, and that is no place for a child.
It's not a kid place at all. So.
Yeah, you gotta remember when Elvis was alive.
It was a lot of really, really old people and a lot of really old acts. You know, Andy Williams and the Moon River Theater, and oh, God. Oh, God,
yeah,
Patrick.
I have a lot of fun with the performers out there. When we pull up in a bus, they sure cater to the bus groups, and it's a lot of fun. I usually sit in the back and eat popcorn and
keep an eye and go through the purses, right?
In the back. Make sure no one walks off with the new walkers.
That's so good. Patrick, I got a couple of questions for you.
All right.
So let's say you drive a bunch of geezers out to Branson for a show. Do you get comped tickets to these shows?
A lot of times I have to sneak in the back door, but normally I get comped. They treat us really well in Branson. It's a lot of fun to go to.
Okay.
I've never been rejected.
That's good. They shouldn't.
By women, but not by the shows. So that's good.
Well, and then
go ahead. Speak your mind.
No, go ahead. Say that again.
Well, the second question: how long of a bus ride is it to Branson from the Mile High City? How many hours?
Oh Lord, it's a good 2 days. We usually stop. It's just best to stop somewhere in Kansas on the eastern side, Wichita, Kansas City, somewhere around in there.
Well,
and then you just overnight, and then you go on in. So we have legal limits that we can only drive a certain amount of hours.
You're like a pilot.
You said it's best to stop in Kansas. I would argue with that. It's best to stop somewhere, not necessarily in Kansas. Now, here's my next question. This is my follow-up. If it takes 2 days to do it, what are you doing to pass the time when you're driving that big old bus? Are you allowed to put headphones on and listen to something like a podcast or an audiobook, or is that illegal?
You have a headset, so I don't put the phone up to your ear. It's just not necessary, and it's very unnecessary. So it's not in that big of an emergency, so you don't have to talk while you're driving a bus. So no, not really. I don't do any of that.
No, okay. He's focused.
You
got to focus on the road.
You could probably put an audiobook or a podcast on, and the people in the bus wouldn't be able to hear it. So
I play the radio station all day, every day.
Well, that's good.
Throughout the coach.
You ever have any of those sweet old ladies hit on you, Patrick?
No, it's disturbing when you go see a Elvis impersonator and you see the clothes come off these 80-plus-year-olds and throw them up on stage. It's kind of...
I think it's fantastic. I think
they're
all horny and randy and they're ready to rock, Patrick.
Come on, man.
Yeah, they're excited.
We'll see how you are when you're 80 if you're still down to DTF,
I'm
you know?
I'm right behind them. Oh, absolutely. I'm right there. I'm picking my cane out today. You know, it's one of those things.
Well, I hope I'm still all hot and heavy at 80 years old, man.
Yeah, I was laughing. I drove my son over to Georgia one time about a year ago, and we're coming through Memphis, and I said, hey, let's go to Graceland and let's check out Elvis's mansion. And he says, who?
Yep.
I was like, well, never mind.
Yep, we're hitting that stage, aren't we?
Yeah, there you go, Patrick.
We're there.
Listen, you have kind of made our morning. We hope you drive carefully going up to Blackhawk today in Central City, and have a great time. And thank you for bringing us along when you cart these people around. We appreciate you very much. All right, bud.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
See you later, Patrick.